In Oregon, legislation that decriminalizes the possession of all illegal drugs goes into effect today. Voters approved the measure in November, and instead of prison time, the state will fine offenders and offer addiction treatment. Joining us now is Cassandra Frederick, the executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance. And Cassandra, how significant is this new approach in Oregon, addressing drug use as a public health issue rather than a crime?
Oregon is putting forward something that folks have been saying for a very long time, which is our folks need help, not punishment. And so Oregonians voting for this in November, this going into effect today, is really historic because it is really taking a sledgehammer to the war on drugs. Drug possession is the number one arrest in this country. It's the most arrested offense. And so it deals with a lot of things. It really focuses on the policing issues that we've been having across the country, but also really getting to this place where we are disrupting the relationship between getting help and being punished in order to get it.
Well, it is a fundamental shift to the status quo, isn't it? Why do you think that sending people to prison has failed to solve the problem of drug use in this country?
Well, you know, as someone who's a social worker, I recognize that people make different choices when they want to make those choices. Punishing people has never been an effective deterrent when it's come to complex human behavior. So addiction, when you're in a jail or prison, there are some options for you, but your options are very limited. And when you are able to still be connected to community and still be able to have dignity and have your sovereignty affirmed, that gives you more choices to take better risk with your life. And so punishment doesn't help that in any way.
Decriminalizing all drugs really means just that in this case, including decriminalizing heroin, cocaine, meth. That's going to be hard for a lot of people to hear. What do you say to those who worry that the problem will just get worse under this new law in Oregon, not better?
I think what we know right now is that we are in the middle of the overdose crisis, and more Americans are dying from drugs than ever before. And I think it's time for us to start doing things that we know can help. We know that punishing people doesn't help people with addiction. We know that we need more money for treatment and community resources. Decriminalizing drugs frees us up to give people more options, gives us more resources, and sends the message, we want to help you. That you telling us that you have a problem doesn't mean you get in trouble. It means that we give you more options so that you can get better. There's been so much cognitive dissonance about what the message is. Is it tough love or is it love? And what I say is love is not supposed to hurt. I mean, this is about surrounding our loved ones and giving them the resources that they need.
If Oregon is a test case, who else is watching and how will we know if it works?
So one, I don't want to say that Oregon is a test case. Oregonians are real people. And we're not testing things out. We're giving them the opportunity to have more options. There are more states that are looking at this, places like Vermont, Colorado, Washington, California, places like Virginia are having conversations to study all drug decriminalization. I think more people are looking at this than people realize because everyone recognizes that we cannot arrest our way out of this problem. So let's stop investing in that and let's actually start investing in community well-being.
Cassandra Frederick is executive director of the Drug Policy Alliance. Thank you very much.
Thank you.